what are the concerns over HLPs, as they're called?
The concern is that these are legal products, so we're not talking about marijuana or drugs off the street or alcohol. These are products that are available in your homes, at the grocery stores, and just all over in the community that youth are getting their hands on and using without realizing that they're just as harmful as your illegal drugs.
So talk about your approach. What are the sort of activities that you'll be doing in town here?
What we're doing is, really, it's community-based. So we will be working with local retailers, parents and families, the school, really to get everybody involved in the prevention program. I mean, the fact of it's prevention, so it's not really a prevalent problem in Petersburg as of yet. There have been incidences in the past of harmful legal product abuse, but we're trying to keep that from becoming a epidemic, if you will.
In some areas of the state, it is a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Are there different dangers with these sorts of substances beyond maybe if someone was doing sort of traditional illegal drugs, that sort of thing?
The danger is that because they're legal, you're not putting as much focus on the harm of them. A lot of these products, you can die from the first use. And not to sound dramatic, but that's just the case, because these were not designed for that type of use.
For human consumption or inhaling or whatever. And are you planning on having meetings or programs, that sort of thing?
Yes, we actually have a family night coming up in March 2nd and 4th, and we should be getting more information out to parents in February.
Unlike some prevention programs out there for illegal drugs, these hazardous legal substances, household substances, your focus is more on parents as opposed to on the kids?
Correct. We don't actually have any direct intervention strategies with the youth that this program is targeting, as weird as that might sound. We're actually more focused on educating parents and focusing on the communities and what we as a community can do to prevent this from becoming an issue.
So part of that is, like, for instance, limiting availability of these products to kids, limiting access, that sort of thing, so that parents understand that these are things kids might get into and use improperly and injure themselves, and letting parents know that these are dangerous substances, that kind of thing.
Exactly, and that's why we tend not to be very specific and
right about what product you should use to do whatever.
Right, because we don't want to be giving our youth those ideas. I mean, they're smart enough, they'll figure it out on their own. So that's kind of the purpose of having these family nights, to where we can really bring the parents in and educate them on exactly what we're talking about.